Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. And for our Hispanic sisterin and brethren all around the world, that's numero uno.
Oh. There's a market, too.
Wait. Flan.
You don't like that.
No, it's because of Dave Navarro. I don't give a shit. Like, if he does it, then that, dude, no, that's flan. No, that's a him thing.
But the actual air horn.
Yeah, no, yeah. No, I don't give a fuck about that. That's what him and I were having a conversation on the air one day. Xander Dames. check out the Xander Effect.
Right.
I think he does it weekly. I don't know if it's every single week, but. Yeah, like, I'm shutting off your mic because,
yeah,
like,
you can do that.
Go out of the room.
Hello?
Why are you in the room? If you're going to take a call, go out there. For real, you're not supposed to. Anyway. Oh, my God. I'm your hostess. I'm the hostess. Jennifer DeVoe.
Yeah, I
want
to talk to
Muse.
You.
Yeah, hostess cupcakes.
And, I'd like to be eating a hostess cupcake right about now. And James Muse, who I made leave the room because he was trying to answer a phone call. And he should be slapped for that.
Oh, God.
We are Jenny and the Muse here on LA Talk Radio. Channel 1. I wonder how sound... I'm trying to see how soundproof this booth is. He's going to be like, I heard every word you said, bitch. No, I'm saying.
Get the chopper, blah.
Anyway, we're here at LA Talk Radio in the wonderful, beautiful studios at LA Talk Radio here in Sherman Oaks, California. It's really pretty out there. It's a little hazy off to one side, but I don't know if it's going to rain or if there's a fire somewhere nearby, which who fucking knows? It could be either.
It rains a lot, though.
Call into the show.
Lately.
You listen to the show, and then we're going to shoot the number to you in about a half hour. Call into the show.
So unprofessional. Oh, my God. I'm calling you out on the air, motherfucker. I'm just kidding. Anyway, we are syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. You can wait a second. Yeah, that's a good idea. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye. Anyway, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Amazon Alexa, Spotify.
No, I was going to say that.
Deezer, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, Radio Line, Stitcher, and TuneIn
Radio.
So that's like 15 places. And that's just right now. I'm working on some more fucking ones. But right now, that's what I have us on. So you can find us on all kinds of damn places, especially the ones I'm most proud of would be iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, maybe YouTube or something. I don't know. Like, I mean, I'm proud of all of them, but those are my like top ones five. That I'm happy with. Yeah. But that's really cool. We're all over the fucking place. So I like that. Spreaker especially like has helped us be all over the damn place. Right. Which is good. But we are in the studio and we're having a good time. No guests today, but we are entertainment enough to not need a guest. I see that. I know that. Children, you know, sometimes they're a real pain in the butt.
Yeah.
Speaking of children, Chance the Bag Snatcher is in the house. Anywho.
Off this bomb ass cushy.
I hear ya. Like I said, we are in the studio. We're having. Well, we're having a good time in the studio anyway. So we want to play a little bit of music. We got some stuff coming up, though. We have a New Year's Eve show. If you would like to go, it's only $5 donation. $5. That's pretty cheap at the door. Or online. I'll set it up. You can get tickets or whatever. If you want to do VIP, you could do like a $10 donation. And or even like $7-$8, whatever, and you have access to more stuff. Like we'll have like we're gonna have giveaways during the whole night anyway. But we're gonna have VIP stuff where you could get a T-shirt, you could get like some bumper stickers and some like a swag bag kind of thing. Cool get like stuff. A swag, yeah. Get a swag bag. Get a access to the VIP area upstairs. You could do, you get a meet and greet with the bands. You know what I mean? You get to hang out with the bands and maybe have a drink with them. You know, shit like that. So if you would like to be part of that experience, like I said, like, I don't know, like a $10 donation for VIP, $10-$15 for VIP, something like that, whatever. It's going to be reasonable. But if you want just the basic, get in for admission, $5. That's just cheap.
$5
for New Year's Eve. That's fucking cheap as fuck.
It is.
We got some really great bands that are playing. We'll see. Did I write them in this book or the other book? You watch. I wrote them in the other book. Like a dumbass. I have. Let's see. Chucky Moda plays from 7 to 7:30. I have Backpack Lands playing from. I got the flyer, so I can just look at the flyer basically. Let's see, where's the flyer? Jesus.
Howdy doody.
Wow, kind of loud, ain't you?
Not that loud, howdy doody. Oh, my mic is on now?
No.
Yeah, I hear echo.
No. Because you have been talking to people on the phone in the studio, which is not cool. Chucky Moda is from 7 to 7:30. I'm gonna shut you off again. Backpack Lands is from 7:45. I'm gonna shut you off too. 7:45 to 8:15 p.m. We've got Time Out from 8:30 to 9. I've got Fallen Fury from 9:15 to 9:45.
Hello.
Yes.
Oh, can I thought you. Go ahead.
Could you
be my guest?
Why do you gotta interrupt my fucking flow, dude? Could you just, like, quiet for a fucking minute? Fallen Fury from 9:15 to 9:45 p.m. I've got Band of Family from 10 to 10:30 p.m.
Cool.
From 10:40... Wait, no, sorry. Oh, sorry, no, wait. From 10 to 10:30, it's Legions, excuse me. Legions from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Then Band of Family from 10:45 to 11:15 p.m. Mm. And then from like 11:15 on to like, let's say 12:15. I've got Star Daddy, Justin Symbol. If you know, if you know him, he puts on a fucking amazing show. He's goddamn nuts. Wears like vampire teeth that are like gold and diamonds, and like it's just nuts. He wears a grill.
He has a video called,
it's like a grill.
He has a video called Goldie.
Yeah, check it out.
With a BBW porno star in it.
Yeah. Yeah, we mean BBW. There's a scene where he's on a
teeter totter.
Teeter totter.
Yeah.
And like he goes to sit, he goes, she goes up, he goes down, let her, and then all of a sudden, she goes down again, and he goes up in the air, and he stays there, and he's just dangling. His legs are dangling, and he can't get back down because she's that heavy. It was just funny. It was cute. It was a cute video. It's Star Daddy and his girlfriend's very beautiful. She's I think she's a model and a plus size model. She's not really plus size in my opinion. She barely a little bit. You know what I mean?
Like you know, but
thick.
You, but
she's
we,
thick and juicy. But like we, she's but beautiful. Know, like she's gorgeous.
We know what they looking for. Yeah. They want the wafer thin.
Well, anyway, she's very beautiful, and she's amazing. I watched a video of her. She used to perform. She still performs, I guess, but like not all the time because she's kind of out here now because of Justin, obviously. And but she does like the boardwalk at like Coney Island and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And they have like shows and stuff that they do, and she's a regular. She's really big, I guess. And so she does sword swallowing,
mm-hmm.
which is awesome. And that's a skill to have. yeah. Anyway, and then
what's up, Silent Giggles?
Silent
what's
Giggles.
Up?
Jesus Christ! And then she also does fire shows. Like she does a fire thing. It's really badass. She have to do the fire thing outside, though, which kind of sucks, but it is what it is. At least it'll keep her warm because it gets cold at night now. So, but so from like 11:15 to like 12:15 or whatever.
So where's this show at?
And then this is at Five Star Bar in downtown LA, cool. 267 South Main Street, Los Angeles, California, 90012. I have not fully confirmed this yet. But I may have one more act on the bill that I am trying to confirm right now, and that would be Our Frankenstein.
Ooh.
They would play from like 12:30 to like, I don't know, 1:30.
And when is this show?
This is on New Year's Eve. So okay.
Tuesday, wonder you got these good bands.
Yes, Tuesday. Right. I've really been working hard on this one. Tuesday, December 31st. Come ring in the new year with us. We're going to have a special, you know, like little thing. We're going to have like a little, we're trying to do like a little VIP thing, little VIP party, you know what I mean? And I want to get little hats and streamers and, you know, like the little things, you know, blow through and that kind of shit. You know, like party favors and shit to like, for everybody to.
They should let us bring some, like, liquor.
Yeah, good luck on that one. Well, anyway.
For the VIPs.
Yeah, we don't tell these things, you know. Anyway, of the things that we shall not speak of. shout out to Marco Cordova. Mark Cordova, owner of the Five Star Bar. What's up? How's it going? Friday, January 3rd, I still need, I still need another band for this. Please, shout out to Petey from Petey's Place. I need, I'm trying to confirm a couple more bands for, Friday, January 3rd. I need, like, classic rock and or hard rock type of music. So I'm still hitting up more bands, trying to lock them down because I really need to get that done. So we can get this ball rolling. So far, I have Band of Family playing from 9 to 9:45, and I have the amazing the Thrill Seekers. We'll be playing from 11 to 11:45 p.m. So I need a 10 o'clock band and a 12 o'clock band. So you can play from 10 to 10:45, and then I also have the headliner spot from 12 to 1 a.m. So if you are a band that can bring people through the door, I'm willing to throw a little money your way. Not a problem. I'm willing to throw, money, cash at you. I don't know. I'll give you some money at the end of the gig. Just please bring people through the door. Pretty much any band who brings, a good amount of people through the door, you'll get some money. That's not a problem. You'll get a piece of the pie. Don't worry about it. I will make sure you get taken care of. But just please bring people through the door. Nothing I hate more than bands that don't promote. Don't tell anybody about their thing. You got to tell people. I can spread the word and pay for advertising and all kinds of shit through the ass, whatever the fuck you want to do. But the whole point is, if you don't help us promote and you don't tell your fans and your listeners and your whatever, if you don't tell people about you and that you're going to play,
where you going to play? Yeah.
Hey, I'm playing at such and such. Da 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 da. Then how the fuck is he going to know, and why, and they're not going to come see you. Because your friends are not my friends.
Right.
So, your friends on Facebook might not be friends with me. So, I can spread the word to everybody, all the people I know, and do a reach of, several thousands of people or whatever. But it doesn't mean I'm going to hit your people.
But and at the same point, they don't know who Get Real Global Entertainment is.
Right? Yeah. So we're not Niederlander events or right. Live so, Nation but they or Golden don't know, Voice but or they any don't that know, shit. We're not big. We're not big and known like that yet. No. Very true.
But and so the bands have to advertise because your fans want to go see you. They're not coming to see Get Real Global Entertainment. No. They coming to see your band.
Well, maybe Jenny and JJ they're coming to see. You know what I mean? They're coming to see us as our... some of them might be our friends. People that we know.
And that's cool.
They might be coming to see us because they love us. But that doesn't mean that they are there to see...
But everybody...
They're not there to see Get Real Global Entertainment.
Right.
We're there to see us as, us or whatever.
But they're getting in for free, though. At the same point.
Oh, well...
They're helping the bar out. They're drinking. Yeah. Yes.
Well, when we have free shows, yes. Sometimes we have free shows. But on New Year's Eve, it's $5.
Right.
$5 to get in. And we're keeping it reasonable because there might be, foot traffic. People going by and they want to stop in and keep it reasonable, Mm-hmm. And they can have a couple beers or wine, whatever,
Yeah.
And so we have, that's another reason I'm keeping it cheap because they only offer beer and wine. No. Maybe if they had liquor, I might charge a little more, but maybe not. I don't know. Anyways, $5 to get in. I said mm-hmm. $5 donation to get in.
Right.
And it's just to help us cover the cost of, the sound guy, door person, stage help, people that help the bands on and off the stage, whatever. It's to help us cover expenses. It's, and that's what it boils down to. It's to help us, take care of everything.
Yep, definitely.
And, plus it might help put some money in some band's pockets. So what? Because once expenses are taken care of, then, we go to, can we pay, people? I typically keep the first 10 paying customers. Or under the band's name, mm-hmm. and then they get the rest.
Right. Yeah.
So you bring in 40 people, we're only keeping 10, you get, the other 30. So hey, it behooves you to bring some people in.
Right.
bring some damn people in. I mean, fucking goddamn, you know, 30 people at $5 a whack, that's $150 in your fucking pocket that you didn't have before. You know what I'm saying? And I like the bands to make some money. I want them to be able to pay to make some money. Because if nobody's there to see the show, you know, I'm not going to pay you. Why would I want to pay you if you didn't bring nobody? I pay people who bring people through the door.
Can I say hi to our guests today?
Oh, okay.
We got a returning. Silent Giggles.
Silent Giggles. It's been a while since you've been in the house with us.
So you're, I mean,
Silent
how you been?
Silent Giggles.
How you been?
Been working like crazy.
Right?
We know the feeling.
Yeah.
Man. And now
working.
We got Chance the Bag Snatcher in the house. I don't know what the fuck he doing. Just like walking.
Now you get up and walk away.
Yeah. You're getting bored?
No.
Okay.
You can go. Bust a freestyle. You're a rapper.
We're entertaining.
You stick.
I'm sick.
You're sick.
He's sick. Oh, my
The pole bags. He can't snatch no bags.
he's too sick to snatch a bag. Snatch a bag. Yeah.
So how you doing, Chance the Bag Snatcher? And Silent Giggles. We're an eclectic group of motherfuckers, aren't we?
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Look at us. You know what I mean? A black square guy from South Central LA who never gang bang. You know what I mean? A white woman from Maine who lives at the Canadian border.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts. I got one thing to say about that, and we got Chance, who's from Maine, but also.
Central.
Grew up in California, Southern California. So I got one thing to say about that. We're in L.A., motherfuckers. So,
look, I came from two L.A.s.
Oh goddamn! What the fuck? Why is this doing this? Why won't it let me open? Okay. What the fuck?
Technical difficulties.
All right, Can't Sleep, the Chopper Song by Glitter Trash.
I can't sleep with these choppers rolling over my head. No sleep with the police shooting everyone dead. Can't sleep, no sleep. I can't sleep, baby, just can't sleep with these choppers. Sleep so watching TV got me really depressed. Terrorists mowing down people, whole world in distress. No sleep with a missile pointed right at my head. Kim's got his finger on the button, he wants us all dead. Can't sleep, no sleep. Just can't sleep with these choppers. Woo, these choppers. Chop it up. Can't sleep with these hackers. Trading my bank accounts. No sleep, they raise my way. Tent. Cars rolling by in the five. Here comes that whirling sound and a bright spotlight. Got to be 30 choppers. Cops flying overhead. Came out and flipped them off. They pumped me for a lead. Can't sleep, no sleep. I can't sleep, baby, just can't. Sleep with these choppers. Ooh, these choppers. I can't sleep. No sleep. I can't sleep. Baby, I'll never sleep.
Fuck yeah. That's awesome. That was badass.
You got any other LA songs?
You got any other LA songs?
You're over here now. Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
I had to make sure.
Yeah, where baby. You're at. You got any other LA songs?
Hold on. Let me look through my repertoire here of music.
And I was thinking that word.
Repertoire.
Repertoire. Repertoire.
I've got a band called Hollywood Nightmare, but I don't have what?
What's your boy? Brad B-Rat?
Brad,
yeah, Brad, 99 Cent Store. You got that? 99 Cent?
Shit, no.
Ooh.
Why is that one on here?
Ooh.
I have L.A. Party. That could be it, right? L.A. Party.
Okay, well, that's about L.A.
All right.
Put that down in L.A.
Party by Brett Hunt.
Yeah, here we go. Gonna show up and smash that shit.
B-Rat.
Fucking Hollywood. B-Rat. Up in the house, let's go.
Wanna count before I go? Do the things that we all know.
Want a little fun before we die. Day's so great that it makes you wanna cry.
Want some fame and want some bread.
Trail beyond our years.
Only know I don't wanna be someone other than me.
Watch those fools all full of fear. Gonna party down with the sex and the beer. Party don't start till we start hopping. Haters show up and the nines start popping. Best lay your shit at the door. We're gonna blast you on and fuck your whore. You come in calling us crazy ass faggots. We've done more hookers than Bob fucking Saget. We show up making a big fat menace. Rolling from Malibu all the way to Venice. Thinking we crazy, these bitches from afar. We show up and smash like a porn star. Molly girls ready to fucking party. Smoking dank weed and sipping Bacardi. Sex and a beer.
Baby.
We show up with the boys in tow. Captain Jack and a homeboy Quavo. Let's not forget Tito Jerry and his friend Jim Beam. We win him more than fucking Charlie Sheen. We rolling through Cali and a Mozzie. Throwing down like we all going to Hades. Give me strength, give me hope. Don't be thinking I'm a fucking joke. Working like other corporate drones. Sex and party and drinking the Patron. Gonna party in LA all through the night. Through Hollywood to the early light.
Before I go, do the things that we all know.
Want a little fun before we die. Day's so great that it makes you wanna cry.
Want some fame and want some bread. Give me life before I'm dead.
Tear up this town around our ears. Blazing a trail beyond our years.
Only know I don't wanna be someone other than me.
Watch those fools all full of fear. Gonna party down with the sex and the beer.
I have one thing to say to my haters. Go fuck yourselves.
What did the haters say, baby?
Say,
what did the haters say?
Glenda Carrera on Facebook says, wow, she talks like she is bored. I wish she had flow. Here's flow. And you can also catch my aunt flow. Nevermore. Because because I haven't had a period in like a year. It's called fucking. It's called no longer having a period because of.
She said you sound like you was bored.
Yeah. No, I'm not bored. It's called I'm trying to like look through my phone and shit because I had some information that I was trying to find. So for that half a second.
Should have told her to board these nuts.
All in these nuts.
I have, well, yeah, okay. I have more balls than most men, so why not? Fuck it. Anyway, I just don't have a guest this week. That's all. So I'm just like trying to figure out what the fuck I'm going to do, you know. Talking about our upcoming events and concerts and whatever, which she's not invited to. Anyway.
Well, if she brings some people.
Whatever.
What is her name? Glinda?
I don't care. Glinda the bad witch.
Well, tell her to bring some people.
I don't really care. Anyway.
That's money. God damn it.
People like that have bad energy, negative energy, and we don't need that. We only want positive, good happiness around us, especially over this New Year's and Christmas and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and whatever the fuck else season.
Speaking of Christmas, I'm going to do my Christmas joke.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. What does Santa say to the three hookers?
I don't know.
Ho, ho, ho.
That's a good one. I like it. Anyway. Let's see. I'm looking for some more bands. Oh wait, did I have them on the show? No, shit. I didn't have them on the show, did I? I was trying to have Calling Kings, but no, I don't have that. Damn it. Because they have this amazing song called Hollywood Nightmare. did you see them when they played at our concert? They were badass. Yeah, yeah. That was great. I had a blast. Oh, I see. What do we have? I'm trying to figure out like what song I want to play. I'm trying to find if the
because we don't have any like holiday songs.
No. I'm trying to see if I. Oh, here's a good one. Let's play this one. I'm gonna play. Oh, here we go. I'm gonna play a little Dissonance by Slant because it's been a while since we played them.
Yeah,
So let's listen to this. This is badass. Dissonance by Slant. They're an LA-based band. So right now I'm playing like all LA-based bands, LA-based artists, you know what I mean? Like Southern California, you know what I mean? So
they're good. Right. I like
What's
them.
Up? So far we've played B-Rett or Brett Hunt, our buddy, Rock On. And we also played Glitter Trash, which they used to be in Detroit, but now live in LA. So shout out to Jenna James Mullins. What's up, girl? We just played your song, Choppers. All right, here we go. Dissonance by Slant. Rock on. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeartRadio.
I would like to leave. See how you did it.
it fair, and that's all fine with me. And in the end, it's our hand that always bleeds. And if it's ever real, then why should I believe? Yeah, drummers get us. But to continue on without any purpose, knowing why the path that you're on is the path that you're on, it just makes no sense at all. Doesn't make any sense to you, 'cause it makes no sense to me. No, it makes no sense at all. Doesn't make no sense.
Fuck yeah. That was bad ass. Yeah. Fuck yes. Oh, we love Slant. Shout out to the guys. It's been a while. I'm so sorry. I haven't seen you in forever. I need to go check them out. It's been a while. It's been a long time since we've seen them play, and I always love watching them in concert. They're just amazing on stage, and they really are. They're great. So we miss you guys, and hopefully we'll be able to see you very soon. I'm just checking through our list. We got so many shows, so many that we've had. Oh, here we go. Here's another LA-based band, Buddies of Ours. We love these guys. Shout out to everybody in the band. It is, God damn it. Oh, God damn it. Hold on. I just had a brain fart. That's just wrong. Oh, that's just wrong. Kill Set.
Is it dry and loud?
It's Kill Set. No, it's, yeah, right? Yeah. No, it's, our buddy's from Kill Set. I'm just really high. I'm sorry. I smoke too much weed. I really do. And that's not good sometimes. But, yeah, anyway. I'm sorry.
Really?
Well, sometimes because it makes me have a brain fart. Like, oh. I have short-term memory loss. Anyway, we want to play. Let's see. I don't want to play. Killers in the Pit or Jump. Should we have like, their version of Jump?
You do?
I'm just going to do that.
We'll play that then.
What is it? Crisscross?
Right.
Okay. This is
the remake.
The remake.
Their version.
Their version. Can I? Yes. I'm trying to say that. Jeez, you always fuck up my flow. So it annoys me. Anyway, this is Kill Set with their version of Jump by Crisscross. So here we go. Boom.
Song before, but you ain't heard it like this. This is Kill Set, baby.
jump, jump. The Mac Dad will make you jump, jump. The Daddy Mac will make you jump, jump. Kid Set will make you jump, jump. Don't try to compare us to another bad little fad. I'm the Mac and I'm bad, giving you something that you never had. I'll make you jump up, wiggle and shake your rump, cause I'll be spitting these lyrics that make you wanna jump. How high, real high, cause I'm just so fly. A young, lovable, huggable type of guy. And everything is to the back with a little slack, cause inside out is wiggity 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 whack. I come stopping and bumping something that you can jump in. Rapping on being bull crap is what I'm dumping. Ain't nothing whack about kill set me all that. So when they ask, do they rock shit or lead it? Jump, jump, the Mac Dad will make it. Jump, jump, the Daddy Mac will make it. Jump, jump, kill set will make it. Jump, 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 the Mac Dad will make it. Jump, jump, the Daddy Mac will make it. Jump, jump, kill set will make it. Jump, jump. I like my crowd rockin', rockin'. I love it when the girlies like jockin'. It's the K-I-L-L-S-E-T. Yeah, you know me. I got you jumpin' and bumpin' and moshin', movin' all around you. In the pit, I'll make you take a step back. You try to step to the set, then you get jacked. Black on black with the kicks in the cap. It's fundamental, and we be tearing up stages like we're mental. Just for dudes with a sound you ain't ever heard. We ain't fun, we about to take over the world. And as we kick off beats, screams, melodies, kill set, make you tell you we're free. Jump, jump, the Mac Dad will make it. Jump, jump, the Daddy Mac will make it. Jump, jump, Kip Set will make it. Jump, 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 the Mac Dad will make it. Jump, jump, the Daddy Mac will make it. Jump, jump, Kip Set will make it. Jump, 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 yeah. And the formalities of this and that is that kill set ain't coming off whack. And for all you suckers that don't know, check it out. Summertime a rhyme, but they came out like this. Summertime a rhyme, but they came out like this. Summertime a rhyme, but they came out like this. Summertime a rhyme, but they came.
Fuck yeah. That was hardcore. Damn. Shout out to Kill Set, our buddies, partners in crime, man. Those fucking dudes are badass. I always love watching them in concert. It's one of my favorite.
You go hard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Hardcore. Here's some more buddies of ours from L.A. Originally, a couple of them, the two remaining members, they have a new lineup. They're going to start playing shows again after the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
They have they sent me some information. So this is our buddies. Here's a couple of announcements real quick. If you don't want to go too far from your house and you live over here in the valley close to like Petey's place or something, go see Black Sabbath play New Year's Eve at Petey's place.
Okay.
Because, you know, even though I have my own concert that night, I still plug other people's shit. So, you know what I mean? That's how it is. I'm a radio DJ. I'm supposed to be
20 miles away. So that's what I'm really saying.
So
matter.
What if somebody wants to, like, you know, that not go too far?
you know, enough people, and we had holding enough people,
which is cool. Hey,
more than enough.
I manage Black Sabbath, so I kinda,
it's more than enough.
I'm supposed to tell people about
so
their shows.
Their show can be.
Extremely successful,
and then our show could be extremely successful.
That's what I'm saying, because there's millions of people in fucking LA. So right. If you don't want to go too, if you don't want to go too far from your house and you live over here in the valley, go see Black Sabbatha on New Year's Eve at Petey's place. You know what I'm saying? I think it's only $12 or something to get in, so that's not bad.
Right.
Let's see. Our buddies DeVang are playing at the Universal Bar and Grill in North Hollywood on January 4th.
Ooh.
I believe that's a Saturday. Go check that out.
I kind of would like to go.
And let's see. Oh, yeah, it's a Saturday. And then, my bro, shout out to Nathan Young from Youngblood Productions.
Yeah, always.
He is got a show, all characters in Pomona, California, on Saturday, January 4th as well. And he is I think, a tribute show. I'm not sure exactly who's all playing just yet, but go see that. There's all kinds of bands that have stuff going on.
He's a good taste of, you know, he's a musician, so he has a good taste. So his bands are good. So go and y'all, like tribute bands in the Pomona area.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
Go check out Nathan's
Youngblood
show.
Okay, what do we got here going on? Let's see. Southpaw. Barbecue Kings with special guest Southpaw playing on Friday, December 27th, your birthday. Being that your birthday is coming up like next fucking week. Next fucking week, dude.
Really?
I believe. What's today? The 18th?
Damn.
Yeah, like next fucking Wednesday is Christmas. Next Wednesday is Christmas.
The next Friday?
And 2 days after that. Yeah, next week from Friday, dude.
Damn.
Seriously, that's badass, right? Anyway, they're playing at the world-famous Doll Hut in Anaheim.
Early happy birthday to me.
Right, exactly. The Thrill Seekers are playing with Faster Pussycat at the Whiskey A Go-Go on, on the same day, Friday, December 27th. And then they're playing our show the week after at Petey's Place. Okay, then, let's see, Saturday, this is funny. I was invited by this isn't another country, I think. I don't know. Anyway, Backstage Munchen, I'm not sure where that is. My buddy Marple Martin, he's in a band called Lords of Salem, and they're from Germany, and it's called the Rock and Roll Wrestling Bash.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
And it's something you wanted to do, right?
Yeah,
wrestling.
And music. Yeah, rock music, yeah.
Right, people are inviting me to shit all over the world. I got invited to shit
in
New York
Germany?
City. Yeah, this is in. I just got invited to something in New York City. I got invited everywhere. Mick Adams and the Stones at the Elvis. That is on Saturday, December 28th. And that's the Elvis showroom. Okay. Oh, yeah. So that's the Stones. That's the Rolling Stones tribute band that we went and saw. That opened for, what was that?
Was that the Wiltern?
Yeah.
Okay.
That one.
Yeah.
That's it was pretty badass. So, yeah, they're playing, that's in San Pedro, California. That's not too far
that's
away.
That's doable.
1417 West 8th Street, San Pedro, California. All right, badass. Mansion Harlots. Live in session for Susie. Oh, they're playing in Red Hill fucking United Kingdom? No shit. I got invited to something in the United Kingdom, baby.
Right.
That's badass. I wish I could go. That'd be nice. Kelly Raven, Las Vegas, New Year's Eve. I got invited to something in Vegas. Jesus Christ, everywhere. All over the place. We check out our event, Real New Year's Eve, 12/31/19 on Facebook. I'm going to be setting up some concert tickets and shit here in a minute to get that going here. Madonna, live tribute, New Year's Eve, 2020 at San Manuel Casino. L.A. Guns starring Phil Lewis and Tracy Guns, Whiskey A Go-Go. Like, Jesus, Nightmare, Alice Cooper, Tribute Band, that's New Year's. Our buddy Nick Foco, shout out to Nick from the Rainbow Bar and Grill. We have a show, speaking of that, on Monday, January 13th, 2020. We have a show starting at 10:30. First band goes on. I believe that's Band of Family. 11:30. I'm trying to remember. 11:30. Oh, no. 10:30 is a band. I'll have to get back to you on that one. I can't remember the name of that band off the top of my head. Erotica, New Year's Eve, 2020 VIP Fetish Private Passion Party.
No way.
I love getting invited to crazy shit like that. Anyway, there's all kinds of stuff going on. Hail Satan Fest. Jesus Christ. Rainbow Bar. That's Rainbow Bar and Grill.
Oh, no.
What? Motionless and White is playing with Beartooth Disease. Oh, now somebody's going to call in, like, when the show's ending. The show's ending. Okay, we have no time now.
Don't worry about it. Take it.
Hi, you're on the air with Jenny and the Muse. Who am I speaking with?
Oh, this is Jay.
Hi, Jay. How's it going?
I'm fine, yourself?
Good. You want to plug something before we got to end the show?
Oh, sure.
Who you with, man? This is JJ, man. What's up?
What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing? It's me.
Okay, let him
plug your company.
Okay. Oh yeah, it's Got Money Entertainment, man. But you can check me out personally on Instagram at DJ_King_JAYY.
Okay, cool.
So what do you do? Tell everybody what you do. Yeah. You're worldwide, young man.
Oh yeah, I produce. I'm a music engineer, a DJ, and a recording artist.
All right.
Awesome.
So how can they reach you, man, if they want to work with you?
Oh, yeah. Just if you go on Facebook, you can type in King J, that's JAYY, or on Instagram, DJ_King_JAYY. And, I'll reach back out the same day.
All right. You have any artists you work with?
Oh, yeah. I have a few artists and producers I work with. You know, my sister, Queen Peaches, is one. She's definitely one that's been there since day one. Nice. But I have a few other artists, you know, King Kai. And the list goes on. But, we're just a group. Just trying to bring back, the real rap scene.
All right. That's cool, young man. Good. That's good, man. I already booked you for the first. January 1st, you're coming to my show.
All right, that's in 2 weeks. Yeah, rock on.
So, all right, man. Awesome. I want to say thank you, man, and you have a good day. Okay.
Yeah, we will see you in 2 weeks.
2 weeks, I'm there, King J.
Awesome.
All right,
hell yeah, check him out. Thank you so much for calling in.
Oh yeah, thank you.
All right.
That was awesome. Thank you. To shout out to DJ J and
King J.
King J?
Yeah.
All right. That's badass. Okay. Well, we are out of here for another day. We will be back next Wednesday with, who do you have next Wednesday?
Dr. Raven. Yeah.
We will not be in the studio. We're going to be pre-recording our episode. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we won't be here. So you can't watch the show. Sorry. I know how wacky we get in the studio, but we'll be back next week. It will air still from 3 to 4 p.m. Check us out. You'll hear Dr. Raven next Wednesday, December 25th on Christmas from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'll be home cooking. So peace out. The week after that will be King J.
Yeah, and this group.
For January 1st. Rock on. So peace out. Loved everybody. Have a merry, merry, happy, safe, and healthy Christmas. May all your families, everybody out there, have a wonderful, safe holiday season.
Thank you.
Shout out to you guys. Ramadan, Hanukkah, Christmas, all the holidays, New Year's Eve, New
Kwanzaa,
Year's, everything.
Everybody.
Kwanzaa, everybody.
New Year's, everybody.
Wherever you celebrate around the world, we appreciate you.
Peace and love to everyone.
See you in 2 weeks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.
Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.